was part of a team that's seen a 90% to 100% cure rate in patients with mild to moderate cases of the virus. It involves three drugs: ivermectin, doxycycline, and zinc. The drugs are safe, they're effective, and they can be prescribed this very minute. We reached out to the Federal Health Department for comment after we spoke with Professor Barodi. They say more research and clinical trials are needed before they'll give the green light to the treatment. It's cold comfort to the families of patients who've contracted the virus, including my next guest, Monica Klesinski's 94-year-old mother lives in a Melbourne nursing home. Her mother is one of almost 2,000 residents and aged care staff who've caught the virus. And when Monica heard about Tom's treatment, she pleaded with doctors in Melbourne to prescribe the drugs for her mother. But they refused. Monica joins me on the line right now. Monica, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Chris, for giving me the opportunity to tell Mum's story. Hopefully I can find a doctor with compassion.
Where did you hear about Professor Barodi?
Well, to tell you the truth, my husband actually saw him on an interview online. And when Mum was diagnosed last Monday, he said, "We can't just sit back and do nothing. We're going to pull out all stops." And so that's how we did it. And we emailed first and rang, and Dr. Brody's been just marvelous.
So you've been in contact with Brody himself?
Yes, we have been.
What's the status of your mother now? Has she been shifted to hospital?
No, Mum was diagnosed on Monday, and we've had a whole week of absolutely no treatment. I was told that she had no symptoms, but I've spoken to Mum the only way I can, via FaceTime, and she has got the most atrocious wet cough. Now, yesterday, 5 days later, the doctors tell me they've put her on an antibiotic, and they're going to monitor her. And then if she becomes, has a problem with her respiratory type things, they will then give her a steroid, which will, you know, help with the swelling of her respiratory system. You know, that's such a long, drawn-out process that mostly kills the elderly patient anyway.
If they're positive, they should go to hospital, shouldn't they?
Well, this is the story, that they will treat her there at the end if they feel that they can't cope any further. Then I've got the opportunity of saying she can stay there or go to hospital. But basically, this is it. She's not going to get any other treatment in hospital.
So this is because the doctor that comes to the nursing home and treats her and has become her GP isn't interested in using the treatment for her?
Exactly. What we were told was that they would not support, prescribe, or agree to the treatment because they followed strict guidelines for COVID. And we were welcome to find a doctor who would. Well, okay. That's what we're trying.
Okay, on the other line, I've now got Professor Tom Barodi. Hi there, Professor.
Hello, Chris.
Now, this is very interesting. Have you tried to intervene here, or you've spoken to the family? Can you understand what the GP in Melbourne is trying to do, stick to some kind of protocol?
Well, I did. I spoke with both. I tried to get the mother on treatment, and I hit the fortress wall that the management does not permit the use of this treatment, and so not much that I could do. I ethically cannot treat by distance, by Zoom, or by email. Needs to be a doctor on the ground, so we're trying to get someone who will be permitted to treat Monica's mother.
So a gastroenterologist that may have used these drugs effectively before, who could read some of the trial results that you have received on how it's used for COVID-19, and you might have a chance.
Well, a general practitioner can simply write the prescriptions because it's TGA approved. We use low doses, and that combination is, among other combinations, is indeed the best. And there's so few side effects. I mean, in a situation, even if you were to treat 1,000 people and it didn't work, at least you've got 1,000 people with no worms, you know?
Yeah, that's right, because it would take out the bugs. And that's been described to you, Monica. You know the side effects or lack of side effects.
Exactly. Yes, I do. But, you know, I think we need to try. We've got to try everything. You know, Mum's 94. She shouldn't leave this mother. It's all the elderly. It's dreadful. Do you know Mum's nursing home, they've had, as of last night, 3 deaths, 20 residents currently with COVID and 13 carers.
Tom Barotti, to go back and remind my listeners exactly what these three drugs are and what they're usually used to do.
Ivermectin is used for various parasites like rivet blindness, scabies. Doxycycline has a very broad use as an antibiotic, but it's also an antiviral and anti-malaria drug. Zinc is important because it allows better cessation of intracellular production of viruses. So we combine the three and they work better. It's not the only combination, but it is one that seems to work well. And the trick is ivermectin. 3.7 billion prescriptions have been written, and the side effect profile is minimal, absolutely minimal.
Yeah. The health department federally says more clinical trials are needed. Well, you don't know whether they're doing them. You don't know whether they care. What's your response to that?
Look, everyone would like more clinical trials, but let's go back to Helicobacter 1984. We had about 50 clinical trials. None of that got the product approved by the government. What it did do is finally when the FDA approved that after it was done commercially, that is when it was approved. More trials will achieve nothing. And it usually comes from the language of someone who learned it when they were medical students.
Especially when it's available over the counter, there are very, very few side effects. And it's been, you know, prescribed so often around the world, you just think you'd at least have a go. And if the patient was willing, why not have a go? Professor Barotti, thank you very much. We'll keep pushing this line, this campaign, and all the very best to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Monica, in the meantime, you'd love to have close contact with your mum, I could imagine.